Chapter 2. Reading, pages 20 and 21. The Many Meanings of Color. The study of color is a fascinating mixture of scientific fact and emotional guesswork. Color is basic to all of us and affects our lives in many ways. Swiss psychologist Max Luscher has spent over 20 years studying colors and has developed a color test which helps to explain your personality. You must choose which colors you like most. According to Luscher, people who choose red are energetic and adventurous, looking for excitement. Those who prefer blue are calm and in control, and prefer a peaceful life. Green means firmness, a dislike of change, and a fear of failure. Yellow means you are open and free, ambitious, and an optimist. It is interesting to look back in history and to try to guess what colors meant to the first humans. Blue and green are common and familiar colors. They have safe meanings for us. Blue makes us think of the sky and the sea. Green is the color of growing plants. But red is rare in nature. It is the color of blood and meat, of hunting or of injuries. It is also the color of fire. The darkest nights are black, a color often associated with fear. It is possible to measure responses to some colors scientifically. When we see a red light, for example, we become more tense and our heart rate increases. Blue, on the other hand, makes our heart rate decrease and lets us feel more relaxed. In our daily life, colors are big business. Next time you are in a supermarket, think about the colors around you and on the products. Food manufacturers choose the colors very carefully. The right colors persuade us to buy more food. Red, green, orange, and yellow are regarded as the main appetite colors. To select the right colors is also important for businesses. Fast food restaurants often use red for two reasons. Not only does it stimulate the appetite, but it also makes us feel active and not relaxed, so that after we have eaten, we want to get up quickly and leave, thus making space for more customers. Banks like to use more serious, restful colors, such as blue, brown, and green. These persuade us to think of the bank as a safe and reliable place. Yellow makes us think of sunshine and holidays, and so it is often used by travel agents. In politics, colors are also very important. Over 80% of countries have red, the color of action, in their national flags. Blue is associated with conservative parties. Light blue is also the color of the United Nations and symbolizes peace. Green has become the color of environmental parties. Different cultures do not always agree on their color associations. To see a black cat is lucky in some countries, but unlucky in others. Western brides choose to wear white on their wedding days, but Chinese brides prefer to wear red. Westerners wear black to a funeral. Chinese mourners wear white clothes. Color is a powerful tool. It can be used to help us, to warn us, to relax us, to control us, and to make us buy things. Integrated Skills, pages 24 and 25. Selecting relevant information. 2. Listen to the interview to obtain the information you need. Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of City Couples. Today I am sitting in the beautiful home of Sarah and James Chamber. Sarah is now one of the local top clothes designers. Tell me, Sarah, did you always want to be a designer?
No, not at all. In fact, when I was at school, my main interest was in plants, flowers, and trees and things.
You went to school in Australia, didn't you?
Yes, we both did, actually. My parents sent me to a private school near Sydney when I was 14. They encouraged me to study science subjects, although it's true that I did enjoy art as well. But my favourite subject was biology. And later when I went to university, I specialised more and studied botany, the science of plants.
And James, you went to school in Australia too.
Yes, the same school as Sarah.
The same school?
Yes, but we didn't meet at that school. I was 4 years older than Sarah, and I never noticed Sarah then. I left about 2 years after she arrived, and went to study law at university.
So when did you two meet each other?
Well, a few years later. I came back after I qualified, and joined a firm of lawyers. And I'd been working there for a couple of years when we needed a new secretary in the office.
And that was when we met. You see, after I finished my degree in botany, I came back and tried to get a job, but I couldn't get anything connected with botany.
So I took a job as a secretary in a law firm.
I see. So it was love at first sight?
Yes.
No.
Of course it was. Anyway, we got married a year later, and then I stopped working as a secretary and started to look around for something else to do.
And that was when you started designing?
Yes, it was just a hobby at first. I took an evening course in textile design, and I started painting some designs on white T-shirts. My friends asked me for some designs. Then there was a charity fair one day down by City Hall. I took 50 of my T-shirts down and had a stall there. I hoped I might sell one or two, but I sold all 50 within an hour.
And was that what made you decide to go into business?
Yes, it gave me confidence. I knew that people liked my designs, so after that I started supplying my products to a small shop in the Ocean Terminal, and a couple of years later we started our own shop.
And now you have several shops, don't you?
Yes, we have three here, and we've also opened one in Singapore. I handled the design and production side of things, and James controls the business side.
I see. So this is a family business, James?
Well, yes. I still work at the law firm, but in addition, I help Sarah with the business side of the shops. I think if it continues to grow, I'll need to choose between law and business in the end. We have plans for expanding the shops into other countries, as well as exporting Sarah's products to the USA and Europe.
It sounds like a real success story. Thanks very much, Sarah and James, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Speaking, page 32. A. Pronouncing the letters C and CH. The letter C is difficult because it can be pronounced in different ways in English. The pronunciation usually depends on the letters after it. Exercise A1. 1. When C is before E, I, or Y, it is usually pronounced, especially at the beginning of a word.
City, citizen, acid, scent, cement, dance, cycle, cylinder, fancy.
2. However, C is pronounced sh
in the endings of some words.
Social, artificial, official, especially, delicious, spacious. Appreciate, associate, ancient, efficient, sufficient.
3. When C does not come before E, I, or Y, it is normally K.
Car, cake, calculator, camera, cotton, computer, color, contest, cut, cup, culture, curious, critic, clean, cry.
Exercise A2.
1. I would certainly appreciate some coffee in a clean cup.
2. This ancient cake is not especially delicious. It's like cement.
3. Some curious critics came to the dance contest at our spacious social club.
4. Mr. Lane is my associate in the efficient computers company.
5. Citizens, is there sufficient culture in the city?
Exercise A3. The letters CH can also be pronounced in several different ways. Say the examples below.
1. In most words, CH is pronounced ch. Church, teacher, chin, choose, beach, each, lunch, achieve.
2. In these words, CH is k. Character, chemistry, choir, chorus, stomach, ache, anchor, architect, mechanic, orchestra, psychologist, technical.
3. Before R, CH is K. Christ, Christmas.
4. In a few words, CH is sh. Chef, machine, moustache, parachute. Exercise A4.
1. Choose a nice beach and we'll put down the anchor and have lunch.
2. The chef is a strange character with a moustache and a little beard on his chin.
3. The architect has achieved some amazing technical effects.
4. If you have an ache in your stomach, don't see a psychologist. More language input. Listening. Page 37. Listen to sentences that contain words related to color in them. Listen carefully and supply the missing information.
1. Why don't you paint it blue? That's a nice bright color.
2. People with very light coloring need to protect themselves from the sun.
3. What color is the material?
Well, it's a sort of reddish-brown color. 4. What do you think of this suit?
Excellent. Navy blue really suits you.
5. I'm looking for a lighter shade of green for it.
6. Is the film in color or black and white?
7. Will the silk skirt lose its color if you wash it too often?
8. I'm afraid the color ran when I washed your new t-shirt.
9. The evening sun colored fields and trees a golden yellow.
10. She is dressed in a pale pink blouse with a small flowery pattern on it.